Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Master Your Money, Secure Your Future Build, and Sustain Financial Well-Being Through Every Stage of Life by Mark Butler is a practical personal finance guide focused on financial wellness across major life phases. Its subject is not a single technique such as investing, budgeting, or retirement planning, but the broader discipline of building a durable financial foundation and adapting it as circumstances change. The book belongs to the financial literacy and personal financial planning genre, with an emphasis on clarity, action, and real-world decision-making rather than technical financial theory. Available descriptions identify its core areas as budgeting, debt management, saving, investing, insurance, estate planning, risk management, and life stage strategy. Its purpose is to help readers understand the connections among everyday money choices, long-term wealth creation, and future security. The book is positioned for professionals, families, entrepreneurs, executives, and individuals who want a structured but accessible approach to making more confident financial decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, budgeting and debt control as the foundation of financial stability, a central theme of Master Your Money. Secure Your Future is that long-term financial well-being begins with control over cash flow and liabilities. Budgeting is treated not simply as expense tracking, but as the mechanism that connects income to priorities, obligations, and future goals. This matters because many financial plans fail before investing or retirement decisions become relevant. They fail when spending patterns, debt payments, and emergency needs are not coordinated. The book's emphasis on smart budgeting suggests a practical framework in which readers identify where money is going, create room for savings, and make deliberate trade-offs rather than reacting to bills and shortfalls. Debt management is closely tied to this foundation. Uncontrolled debt reduces flexibility, increases financial stress, and can prevent households from building reserves or investing consistently. By placing debt control early in the financial process, the book reflects a realistic sequence: first stabilize the present, then build for the future. This approach is especially useful for readers who need an accessible starting point, because it frames financial progress as a set of manageable decisions rather than a distant wealth target. Secondly, saving and investing are presented as long-term wealth-building systems. The book's treatment of wealth-building appears to focus on the relationship between saving, investing, and financial planning over time. Rather than presenting investment choices as isolated opportunities, it positions them within a broader system for accumulating resources and sustaining future security. This distinction is important. Saving provides liquidity and resilience, while investing is intended to support growth over longer periods. When the two are confused, readers may either keep too much money in low-growth accounts or expose short-term funds to market risk. Master Your Money, Secure Your Future emphasizes long-term wealth building through investing, saving, and planning, which points to a disciplined rather than speculative approach. The practical value lies in helping readers understand that wealth is usually built through repeated habits, appropriate risk levels, and alignment with goals such as education, home ownership, business needs, or retirement. The book's accessible framing also helps demystify investing for readers who may be intimidated by market terminology. Its contribution is not likely to be a complex investment manual, but a guide to placing investment behavior inside a coherent financial life plan. Thirdly, insurance. Estate planning and risk management expand financial planning beyond accumulation. A distinctive aspect of the book's scope is its inclusion of protection-oriented topics such as insurance, estate planning, and risk management. Many introductory personal finance books focus heavily on budgeting and investing, but financial security also depends on limiting the damage caused by illness, disability, premature death, legal complications, or unplanned transfer of assets. By addressing risk management, Master Your Money, Secure Your Future broadens the reader's view of financial well-being from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation. Insurance is relevant because it can protect a household from events that would otherwise overwhelm savings or derail long-term plans. Estate planning is relevant because it clarifies how assets, responsibilities, and intentions should be handled when a person can no longer manage them. These subjects can feel remote or uncomfortable, especially for younger readers. Yet the book's life stage approach makes them part of ordinary planning rather than crisis response. The practical reasoning is straightforward. A financial plan is incomplete if it grows assets but leaves those assets, dependents, or future decisions exposed to preventable risks. Fourthly, life stage planning connects financial choices to changing responsibilities. The subtitle's emphasis on every stage of life reflects one of the book's organizing ideas. Financial needs are not static. Early career readers may need to focus on budgeting, debt reduction, emergency reserves, and the habit of saving. Families may face competing priorities such as housing, childcare, education expenses, insurance needs, and retirement contributions. entrepreneurs and executives may need to think about income variability, benefits, tax complexity, and asset concentration. Later career and retirement planning require a different set of questions, including income sustainability, health costs, risk tolerance, and legacy decisions. The value of life stage planning is that it prevents readers from treating all financial advice as equally urgent at all times. A recommendation that makes sense for a high-income household approaching retirement may not fit someone managing student loans or rebuilding savings. Master Your Money, Secure Your Future appears to address this by offering strategies that adapt to transitions rather than relying on one universal formula. This makes the book more practical for a wide audience because it recognizes that financial well-being is shaped by timing, responsibilities, and changing priorities. Lastly, Action Plans turn financial literacy into applied decision-making. The available descriptions of Master Your Money, Secure Your Future emphasize that each chapter is designed to move beyond theory into action. This is an important feature in a financial literacy book because knowledge alone often does not change financial behavior. Readers may understand that budgeting, saving, investing, and insurance matter, but still struggle to decide what to do first, how to evaluate trade-offs, or how to apply general principles to their own household. Build-in action plans address that gap by translating concepts into next steps. This approach also helps reduce the intimidation that can accompany financial planning. Instead of presenting financial security as a single large objective, the book breaks it into decisions that can be reviewed, prioritized, and updated. The chapter-by-chapter discussion format associated with the book further supports its practical orientation, suggesting that the material is meant to be revisited and implemented rather than read passively. Its strongest contribution is therefore educational and behavioral. It helps readers connect financial literacy to repeatable routines, clearer choices, and more confident engagement with their financial future. In conclusion, Master Your Money, Secure Your Future is best suited for readers who want a broad, practical framework for personal financial well-being rather than a narrow guide to one financial topic. It should be useful for professionals, families, entrepreneurs, executives, and individuals at transition points such as starting a career, managing debt, raising a family, preparing for retirement, or reassessing long-term security. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers see how everyday money management, investing, insurance, estate planning, and life stage priorities fit together. Its intellectual benefit is the integrated view it provides. Financial wellness is not only about earning more or selecting investments, but about coordinating decisions across risk, time, responsibilities, and goals. Compared with many personal finance books that emphasize either mindset, extreme frugality, market strategy, or retirement formulas, this book stands out for its comprehensive life cycle positioning and action-oriented structure. It appears designed to be approachable without reducing financial planning to slogans. The inclusion of protection and estate issues alongside budgeting and investing also gives it a fuller planning perspective. Readers looking for advanced tax strategies or technical portfolio construction may need more specialized resources, but those seeking a clear, structured entry point into lifelong financial decision-making will likely find this book especially relevant. If you would like to support Mark Butler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.